Pacific has won cash and prizes totaling $34,686. Today, one of our contestants can win a large screen TV, a pool table, a gold watch, or a trip to Jamaica. And continue a journey towards a fortune in cash and prizes, including this luxurious Jeep and $50,000 in cash. In total, over $100,000 on Sail of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Why, thank you very much. You're very kind. Thank you. Welcome to Sail of the Century, and let us welcome back a fine champion, Alan Servetnik. Hello, Alan.
Hi, Jim.
You're doing very well, and I think the last couple of shows you started getting a little wary about buying things. You were a big buyer there for a while.
Yeah, some of these people are pretty scary. They're good contestants.
I don't blame you, too, because you're down to now you have knocked 7 major prizes off that winner's board. There are 3 prizes left. There is a beautiful new 40-inch color TV and $10,000 in cash and that luxuriously equipped Jeep. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Good luck. Mm-hmm. Here to introduce the challengers, Summer Bartholomew. It's funny the way things have come up, and he's got just big things left up there.
Oh, and exciting big things, too.
Who do you have for us?
She is a shutterbug originally from the Bronx, New York. Let's greet Michelle Costello.
Hello, Michelle.
And here's a factotum originally from Edinburgh, Scotland. Let's hear it for Willie Heron.
Hello there, Willie. See you a little later with some bargains, Summer. Thank you. Willie, a factotum. Now, somebody told me you actually carry a card that's...
Yes, I have my card here, Jim. If you'll allow me, I'll tell you what a factotum is.
Please.
Factotum. A person hired to do all sorts of work. A handyman. An employee or assistant who serves in a wide range of capacities.
Oh. I thought it was an artificial totem pole. I don't know why I thought... Well, that's... I'm sure you must be good at it there, Willie.
Oh, yes.
Good. That's nice to have you. That's good. Confidence. Michelle, you are a shutterbug. I hope you're good at that, but why would they say you're a shutterbug?
Well, Jim, I love to take photography courses, but the thing is I have a very inexpensive bubblegum camera that I got from a bubblegum company, and other people sit there with sophisticated equipment, but I get great results with my little camera.
That's right. So you got a little camera, and you take the course. Well, Alan won a $5,000 gold-plated camera. Maybe you can get together with him, and you'll talk, right?
We'll trade.
All right. Good luck to all three of you. Let's get started with $20 for each player and get into the match with this question. Name the sexy Dynasty star whose autobiography, Alan?
Joan Collins.
Is entitled Past Imperfect. It is indeed Joan Collins. $5 for the correct answer. Put Alan at 25. What sticky household item can be bought as transparent adhesive and masking? Alan?
Tape.
That's all tape, and $5 again for Alan. Gives him a $10 lead. In what city would you find the center of American advertising? Known as, Alan?
New York City.
Known as Madison Avenue. Has to be in New York City. 3 in a row for the champion. Come on, Michelle and Willie. According to the old adage, what shouldn't you do to a gift horse? Alan?
Don't look him in the mouth.
That's exactly right, on a $20 lead for the champion. At Christmas, you make a Tom and Jerry by adding, Alan?
Vodka.
Oh, no, by adding rum to, if you thought of Christmas, eggnog. Eggnog. And you lose 5 for the incorrect answer, down to 35. However, Alan, you do have a sizable lead early on. You've got a $15 lead. Time for an instant bargain. Player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. So, Alan, how about, oh, look at this.
Alan, let us entertain you with the beautiful new Emerson Compact Audio Video Center. Features a 13-inch electronic tuning color TV with a built-in and FM stereo cassette and digital clock. Fine-tune your life with Emerson, and it's normally priced at $499. But today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $6.
Oh, that is nice. Radio, cassette, color TV, the whole... Did your daughter come down with you today?
Yeah, she did.
What's it, Kathy?
Kathy.
Kathy, 16-year-old. Kathy, would this look good in your room? Yes, it would, she said. Alan.
She's probably right.
$499 for just 6. You've got a $15 lead. You'd still have a $9 lead. And if you'll give it to Kathy, I'll give you $100 to go with it. $599 bargain. That's a great unit for 6.
What
bucks.
Can I
you
say?
Gotta buy that, yeah. That's got everything in a very small unit. Enjoy that. Kathy, way to go. And we knocked just that $6 off your score. Still a $9 lead for the champion. Name the Disney insect character who sang, Alan.
Jiminy Cricket.
When You Wish Upon a Star. Yes, indeed. Five of the six right back. And Alan again over the $30 mark. In what European capital city could you have your picture taken in front of the Parthenon? Alan.
Athens.
Will we accept that? Yes, we will. Of course, Athens. Yes, indeed. Right. See, my card says it's the city of Greece. That's why. I thought he had to do a double take there. You got another five. Name the author of the best-selling children's book, The Cat in the Hat. Alan.
Dr. Seuss.
No, that's funny. I got Dr. Livingston. No, it's Dr. Seuss. And Alan over the $40 mark. Time now for the Fame Game. We're playing for control of the Fame Game board, looking for a famous person. I am a singer and actor born in 1935. I was an usher and truck driver before beginning a phenomenal show business career. I was a success by age 20. My frantic pelvic gyrations, Willie.
Elvis Presley.
Got to be Elvis, and Willie, you got control. Way to go. All right, Willie, the lights are flashing. We'll show you the $10 money card.
Behind them, number 8.
If you can stop those lights on that $10, we'll add it to your score. Willie, we're locked into your buzzer. Good luck.
Come on, number 8.
Way on the other side, but you landed on 2. What does he get?
Steel toys. An assortment of 9-inch steel toys for boys and girls, featuring the Silver Knight 18-wheeler. Sturdy, long-lasting, authentic detail and styling, furnished by 9-inch steel toys.
Over $300 worth of toys, and Willie, who is single, was thrilled to death by that. We'll be right back. Three prizes left on the board for the champion, and he's got a lead, trying to knock him off. $24 lead right now. Alan's at 44, Michelle and Willie both at 20. We're back with this. Name the delicacy, which is an edible fungus, usually sniffed out, Willie.
Truffles.
By dogs and hogs. You are right. Truffles it is. Willie to 25. Second place. Yay. What's the first line of the Star-Spangled Banner? Alan.
Oh, say, can you see?
Yes, indeed. Alan, the 49. The cry of the canvasback is often used as a... Willie?
The whale?
No. A nickname for an incompetent physician. That's a quack. That's what that is. $5 for the incorrect answer. Willie, back down to 20. Name the vice presidential candidate who made the famous Checkers speech in 52. Willie.
Richard Nixon.
Nixon it is. Willie bouncing around, back in the second place at 25. However, Alan's got that lead. Alan, you're at 49. Willie in second place at 25. Can we interest you in this?
Alan, you'll earn a ribbon for typing with a new Smith Corona typewriter with SpellWrite 2 dictionary. It catches your mistake before you do, finds it, erases it, even helps you spell it. From Smith Corona. And it's normally priced at $619. But today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $11. Very good.
Very nice. Now, with your lead, Alan, I will tell you, if you bought this typewriter for $619, you would still have the lead. You would have I believe it's a $13 lead. I got to do the math very quickly on that. Can somebody do that for me? I think I wrote it down and I forgot as I was adding it up. But you would still have the lead. You still have a sizable lead. How big? $13. Oh, our crack mathematical
nice staff. Lucky
said.
Number, too.
You'd still have a nice $13 lead. Yeah. And since it took so long to do the math, our producer's going, I don't know, I can't add that up over there. I will throw in for you, you're closing in on some big things, Alan, so I'm going to make it easy for you. Take the typewriter off my hands and take $500 in cash off my hands as well.
You're giving me a very tempting decision.
Join Twilight. No sale. No. Oh, we had added it up wrong and said he would have had a dollar lead. I bet he would have bought it. What saltwater fish comes in the following varieties? Yellowfin, skipjack, Alan?
Tuna.
That's exactly what it is, Alan, over the $50 mark. In the 60s, Haight-Ashbury was the in place for hippies. What city is that, Willie?
San Francisco.
San Francisco it is. Willie the 30, yes indeed. In golf, what bird is better than a birdie? Michelle.
Eagle.
Eagle is exactly right, yeah. Birdie's one under par, and Eagle is 2 strokes under par. Michelle gets 5. What U.S. military decoration is given to servicemen wounded? Alan?
Purple Heart.
Purple Heart, wounded in action it is. Alan, the 59. What occupation is shared by Gary Shandling, Henny Youngman, and Joan Rivers? Alan?
Comedians.
That's right, they're all comedians. And Alan, over the $60 mark. Yes. You know, Comedians are often asked where they find the inspiration for their jokes. Well, Will Rogers, the great humorist, offered this explanation. He said, there's no trick to being a humorist when you have the whole government working for you. We'll be right back. Champion Alan Svetnik, very bright gentleman. He is at 64, Michelle at 25, Willie's moved into second place now at 30, and we're going to add a $15 money card as we go back to the fame game and a famous thing. I am one of the largest of my kind. I was made by hammering 300 tons of copper over forms to mold it. Alan.
Statue of Liberty.
You are right. Yes, indeed, with limited information. Incidentally, talking about the form itself, do you know who designed the framework for the Statue of Liberty?
Eiffel.
Who built the Eiffel Tower? Interesting.
I'm glad that wasn't the question.
Alan, where's the $15 money card for?
Behind the number 7.
Got two of them up there to shoot for now. Very important for the champion. Locked in. Good luck.
Come on, 7. Hit it.
Just missed it. Number 4 gives the champion what?
A garbage trash compactor. The Genie Beast garbage trash compactor turns 25-gallon cans of trash into one small cube that wheels to the curb, furnished by Genie Home Products Incorporated.
A useful product. A useful product. That's the best way of putting that, right?
Everybody has trash.
That's right. $449 worth, and that is yours to keep. And we're back now with this for all three players. It started as a joke, but his salad dressing has earned $1 million, Alan.
Paul Newman.
Yeah, he gives that money to charity, as a matter of fact. That should be mentioned. Alan is right for another 5. This 5-letter word describes both a kind of Latin American dance music and a hot Mexican, Alan.
Samba.
No. Oh, I'll have a little tortillas and samba. No, salsa. Hot Mexican sauce. Salsa. Both the dance and the sauce. And you got to say something when you hit it, right?
Learn something new every day.
Alan loses 5 down to... Is it down to 64? Is that correct? Scores right? All right. Next question for 5. What Western anthology series of early TV was hosted by the old Ranger, Robert Taylor, Willie?
Death Valley Days.
And Ronald Reagan. That's right. Death Valley Days it is. Willie to 35. But Alan... still in the lead. Now, you know, there are some prizes that we give away occasionally that they're very useful and people like refrigerators, washers, dryers, things like that. But sometimes you got to sell them with pizzazz. This is a useful item sold with pizzazz.
Alan, add a soft touch to your living room with this beautiful Ethan Allen sofa. A comfortable 3-cushion couch, a hint of country styling with handsome plaid upholstery, furnished by Tradition House. And it's normally priced at $1,006. But today, on sale of the century, it's yours for only $16.
I like that. Alan, we are selling the sofa. Okay.
Well, okay.
Over $1,000 sofa for $16. You've got a sizable lead. You're closing in on some big things. And I want to help you. If you bought the sofa for $16, Alan, I would have to help you along. You still have the lead. You'd have a $13 lead. And I will throw in with the sofa. 1, 2, 3. Is the sofa looking better, Alan?
Sofa looks great.
Good. 4, 5.
Oh, what a beautiful sofa.
Isn't that a nice sofa?
Yeah.
6.
Definitely a great looking sofa.
7. 810. He's going to take the chance. Go for it. He's got the sofa and $800 in cash. And we knock off his score, the price of the sofa, and his lead is cut to 13. Remember, $25 money card's coming up later. We'll find out if he made the right decision right after this. You gotta take it, you gotta live, right? Gutsy champion, Alan Svetnik, does some buying. He's confident, and he's right now in the lead. He's at 48, and Willie at 35, Michelle at 25. Back with this. Name the female character in Shakespeare who tries to wash her hands clean. Alan.
Lady Macbeth.
While sleepwalking, it is indeed Lady Macbeth. Alan, back over the $50 mark. Sofia is the capital of what Eastern, Alan?
Yugoslavia.
No. Down the road a piece.
Bulgaria.
Yeah, the other one, Bulgaria. And Alan loses 5. This actor played Larry Carter on Search for Tomorrow before he landed the title role of Barney Miller. Alan.
Hal Linden.
That's right. He was on Search for Tomorrow before that. And Hal Linden it is. Alan back over the $50 mark. Well, now the third and final crack of the fame game, and a big $25 money card to go up there might be important for Willie and Michelle. Famous person. I am an Englishman born in India in 1865. I was the unofficial spokesman and historian, Willie.
Rudyard Kipling.
For the British Empire. Nicely done.
Well, Willie, there's the $25 money card.
Behind him, number one.
You've got three of them up there, and Willie, you could go into the lead if you could hit that 25. Locked into you. Good luck.
Okay, I need the number one.
Oh, way down the other way. What does he get?
Vertical blinds. Lubridrate vertical blinds. Used in over 100 new fabric colors and patterns. A modern window covering designed for easy care that rotates and traverses to control light and heat. Furnished by Lubridrate.
Well, that's yours, but of course he wanted that $25 money card. Alan was delighted he did not get it, because now we finish up the game with the speed round. May I have 60 seconds on the clock, please? Alan at 53, Willie at 35, Michelle at 25. Good luck. We start the speed round now. In what state did Ponce de Leon search for the fountain? Willie.
Florida.
Right. What was the name of Paul Bunyan's blue ox? Alan.
Babe.
Right. Name the president whose face appears on the nickel. Alan.
Jefferson.
Right. Name the old TV series in which the title role was played by a dolphin. Willie.
Flipper.
Right. What are catches, yawls, and schooners? Alan.
Boats.
Right. Give me the unusual first name of the comic strip's Private Bailey. Willie.
Beetle.
Right. What zodiac sign is represented by the twins? Alan.
Gemini.
Right. Two of the movie's most famous gangsters were Bonnie and... Alan.
Clyde.
Right. Bogota is the capital of what... Alan.
Columbia.
Right. What leafy vegetable can be purchased in varieties, Michelle?
Spinach.
Wrong. In what country did Napoleon meet his Waterloo? Alan.
Russia.
Wrong. What organ of the body is made up of white matter and gray matter? Alan.
The brain.
Right. In what city would you find an outspoken mayor named Ed Koch? Willie.
New York.
Right. What famous warship is nicknamed Old Ironside? Willie.
Constitution.
Right. In slang, what is referred to as a swab? Alan.
A sailor.
Right. In what French city is the famed time is up? Alan has done it again.
Back to Alan in just a moment.
And Michelle, I know she knew that one, the leafy vegetable purchased. If I had said romaine and iceberg, you would have known it was lettuce. And Alan, Napoleon had a lot of troubles in Russia, but Waterloo is located in Belgium. That was the one the champion missed. Didn't miss too many, however. Got to say goodbye to the challengers. Willie, you got a couple of prizes up there with the toys, the blinds, the cash in front of you, and $864 stay. Thank you. Thank you for explaining what a factotum is. Got it right. Michelle, thank you for joining us as well. I hope you had a good time.
I did.
Thank you for coming. But Alan Svetnik with three prizes left on the board. Come on, Alan. Here we go to the winner's board. You seem to have that wonderful knack of knowing when you should buy, when you should hold back.
I guess I'm pretty lucky in the other things.
You are also very bright. And now, Alan, as I say, three prizes up there. There is that luxuriously appointed Jeep. There is $10,000 in cash. And one other very nice prize I think you would enjoy. Jay?
If you enjoy more than a little TV, you'll love this fabulous 40-inch rear projection color TV. With 20-key full-function random access remote control, can receive stereo audio in a compact cabinet. And this prize is worth $2,600.
That's very nice. And that is just one of just the three prizes up here. That TV, $10,000 in cash, and that luxuriously appointed Jeep. Alan, good luck. You make a match, the prize is yours. Start picking.
Let's start with 15.
Number 15, and that start, there's the 10,000.
14.
Number 14, the car.
11.
Number 11, large screen TV.
13.
Number 13, looking for a match. You got yourself that large screen TV. This is the car and the $10,000. Come on, let's go up and take a look at it. That is it. Did you say Linda was maybe interested in something like this?
Oh, yes. She loves this.
That is great. That's a 40-inch thing. Beautiful. Very compact for the size of it. Should be lovely. I congratulate you.
Great picture.
I congratulate you on that. But, of course, it sets up a little more tension for our champion, because there are only two prizes left up there. And it's the car and $10,000 in cash. But we'll talk more about that as we come back with our champion and his brand new color TV.
The size of the tree for something that big to get to be as compact. Back with our champion, Alan Trebetnik. We were talking about it. He finds everything up on that board except win cards. You just seem to get them backwards there. But this is what it amounts to now, Alan, looking at that board. There are four numbers left, just two prizes. And they are, I think, the two biggest up there on the board. $10,000 in cash and the car. And then maybe this.
$50,000 in cash.
Right now, Alan's got $40,140 and two big prizes. Next time on Sail of the Century.
Bye-bye.
Prices are manufacturer suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording.